In this video, we will walk through how to create and deploy a Mobile App Management Policy, or MAM. You can create a Mobile App Management Policy and deploy them to users in the Azure portal. The MAM policies that you create here are independent of device enrollment, meaning that they can be used on devices that are not managed at all or managed by Microsoft Intune or another third-party solution. First, we will create a MAM policy, and then after that, go on and deploy it. From the Azure portal, we'll click on Intune over here on the left-hand side, which brings up the Intune Mobile Application Management and Settings blade. Now, if this is the first time you are using the Azure portal, you want to read Get Started with Mobile App Management Policies in the Azure portal first to get familiar with the portal. And to access that, you're going to come over here and click on the cloud icon, the Quick Start, which opens up the Quick Start blade. And here you can get an overview, getting started, learn more, and then getting support. So we'll go ahead and close that. And now we'll go ahead and start to create a new MAM policy. From within the Intune Mobile Application Management blade, we're going to go ahead and click on All Settings. And then we're going to come over here and click on App Policy. And then we'll come up here and click on Add a Policy. Now we're going to type a name for the policy and give a brief description. For the name, we're going to put in iOS Test Policy. And for the description, we're going to put in This is a Policy to Test iOS Settings. Then we'll come down under Platform and we're going to select iOS. And then under Apps, we need to click on Select Required Apps. And here we see a list of available apps. What we're going to do is select each one of these apps here. And then we'll go down below and click on Select. And we now see that the four apps have been selected. Okay. One note here, you must select at least one app to create a policy. Now we'll go on to the Configure Required Settings section. So in the blade here, we're going to click on Settings, which brings up the Configure Required Settings blade. There are two categories of policy settings, data relocation and access. Data relocation policies are applicable to data movement in and out of the apps. Data relocation settings, such as allow app to transfer data, will restrict app data from flowing between protected and unprotected apps. Prevent Save As will restrict protected apps from saving to personal storage locations like the local device and cloud storage, such as Dropbox. Now down below here, under the Access section, access settings such as Require Simple PIN will place a PIN on the protected app. On iOS, Allow Fingerprint allows access if the correct fingerprint is supplied. To get you started, the policy settings have default values. You do not have to make any changes if the default values meet your requirements. We will take the default values. And then come down here and click on OK. One note here is that these policies are enforced only when using apps in the work context. When the end user uses the app to do a personal task, they will not be affected by these policies. Now back in the Add a Policy blade, we're going to come down here and click on Create to create the policy and save those settings. One note here is that when you finish creating a policy, it is not automatically deployed to any users. We'll now walk through how to deploy a policy to users. Now we'll go ahead and deploy the policy we just created. To do that, in the Policy blade here, we're going to go ahead and select the new policy we just created. And then we're going to come over here and select on User Groups, which is going to give us a list of the available groups to select. Right now we don't have any, so we're going to come up and click on Add a User Group. And we see that we have a MAM Users Group available. We'll go ahead and select that, and then come down here and click on Select. And by clicking on Select, it actually deploys the policy to the users. So if we close the Users Group section here, and then close this here, we see now over here that the policy has been deployed. A couple notes here, only users with Intune licenses assigned to them will be affected by the policy. Users who are in the security group that you have selected that don't have an Intune license assigned to them are not affected. Another note is if you are using Intune with Configuration Manager to manage your iOS and Android devices, the policy is only applied to the users directly in the group that you selected. Members of the child groups nested within the group you selected will not be affected. We now have created the policy and deployed it to users.